I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to the stage, your host for the evening. And by evening, we mean 2 p.m. on a Saturday. You know her from the marvelous Miss Maisel, Insatiable, Shameless, and of course, Will You Accept This Rose podcast, Arden Marie.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get all up in you tonight. So good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie purple boudoir comedy club somewhere on a highway in San Diego. We did it. This is our very first ever Brodiego. I've been backstage with four of the bros. They're so tall. I don't want to brag, but first of all, do you like my outfit? Don't worry, there's no under tit. There's like an actual rack under here. Or maybe, I'm sorry. I wanted to kind of look like I was like from Revolve, like ready for paradise. But with like a bro trucker hat, so that's how I dress, because I'm a lady. But I'm so excited, and I just want to say we love you guys so much. I truly, how many people have not heard the podcast? Okay, a couple of, okay. So everybody here knows all my bullshit. I just want to say, you guys have honestly, like, you are my, you're my Prozac, you're my, it's truly the thing that makes me the happiest. Mitten says hi. Don't forget Meow, we're worried about Meow. So Mitten says hi, but no, you guys have really gotten me through everything. So I want to say, I didn't tell you at the beginning of the year, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa and I broke up. I know, he's adorable. It was his birthday yesterday, we wish him well. But you guys got me through this winter, because like breakups are hard, but guess what? She back! She back, and she's single and ready to Kris Kringle. And I asked one of the bros, just as sort of like, you know, like rehabilitation lady therapy, I was like, hey, can I just, like, you know, make a wish? Can I do, like, the run and jump bachelorette entrance? And guess who said I can? Logan! Logan. He's real cute. He's tall. I didn't think out the outfit for that, so you might be getting a flash. It may not work. I don't know. But all I know is this is the weekend I've been looking forward to. So, like, everybody says it takes 3 months to get over a breakup, so it's 3 months today. It's 3 months today. By the way, my call. Not that it matters, but my call. Anyway, and obviously, and so, yeah, this is the stupidest way back onto Earth. So here I have to say I'm making everyone dance with me. As you all know, we've picked out songs for each person. I've been instructed I'm not allowed to talk over the songs. Apparently, the sound of my voice short circuits the music. And then it just stops. So it's going to be a silent dance performance for you at this gorgeous Brochella. First up, a woman who is my physician, a woman who is the wind beneath my wings, a woman who is she's my doctor, my financial advisor. She's honestly the person that I have been on so many insane adventures with. You know her. You love her. Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Mary, Hosnier. Welcome to the program, Dr. Banana!
Oh, my God. So let's check the Fitbit.
How many steps? How many steps?
We're doing well.
I see your dress for paradise.
Thank you.
I love your dress for paradise.
This is how I dress. I dress this way because then you go on stage and you act like a complete unhinged person. It's like the perfect juxtaposition of like, is she unwell?
Yes, she is.
And that's what I bring to the table.
I'm so winded.
I'm pretty winded.
We have so many songs to dance to.
Literally mid-30s hits.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for it. When it finally hits.
True.
I don't know what it's going to feel like for me. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm sorry for you. Oh, God. 24. I can rent a car next year.
Another year.
I know. One more year.
Wow. Well, thank you guys all for coming
out.
How
cute are they?
Arden and I literally sped down here this morning from LA.
LA is no fun. It said 2 hours. We left at 8:45. Idiots. Idiots.
It's closer to 9.
I was curling my hair.
We tried to figure out how to put the Tesla on autopilot.
Yeah, the Bessie and the Tessie. Can we just tell them about, okay, so since you guys just found out, I'm single. So when I broke up with Dr. Shamwam Shamawa, I was like, I can't be, if I'm single, just like looking down, I can't show up at a date. Like if it's like on an app or something, I can't show up as like with this voice as the host of a Bachelor podcast with a Tesla and my old license plate used to say Razzle Dazzle.
It did. It really did say Razzle Dazzle.
So then I was like, I can't. I gotta like turn it in. I can't be Razzle Dazzle. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna turn it into the state. And then the state, I was like, I'll just see what they send me. And they send me a license plate that looks like I tried to get something else, but it was taken. So I settled on this one. What they sent me back is Ho 59 High. Like 69 was taken. So I got Ho 59 High. So now I'm pulling up in a Ho 59 High Tesla. That's funny. That's even better than Razzle Dazzle.
I can't agree with that.
But you don't like Ho 59? Ho 59 High?
Something. I honestly was shocked when you got rid of Razzle Dazzle.
By the way, it wasn't even Razzle Dazzle because that was taken. It was like Razzle Dazzle. Obviously, it was taken because it's so good.
You always got to lose the vowels in that license.
You got to lose the vowels, obviously, slaviously. Well, are you guys ready to bring up all the stars?
Stars.
Okay. This is a gentleman that we are obsessed with. He came into our podcast like 2 years ago. And like he came to New York with us. He's been up in San Francisco with us. He is such a fucking dreamboat and a hilarious guy and a good guy. Like, we just love him. He is on The Grand Crew on NBC. I forget the other credit. Oh, I forget. It's so good, too. It was a good one.
Comedian
what was it?
Feud.
No, no, no. There was a TV show.
What else are you on?
Physical!
Oh, that's right!
Physical! He's also the host
of... He was a weird stoner roommate.
Yeah, he's physical. He's also the host of Comedian Feud, which is so fun if you're in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the horny pool inspector. You know, Jacques Neal! Jacques!
Oh, shit!
You look good!
San Diego! What up, yo?
It's hot in
here. Yeah, it's hot, man. Shit.
It's hot. Is there any AC?
You got me up here out of shape and shit?
It's hot.
Damn.
I wore a bikini.
I did not.
You can take off your shirt.
I wore my freak shirt.
You look cute.
Thank you. So you look great.
Thank you.
Everybody looks great. Y'all look great.
What do you think of the bros? Have you enjoyed chatting with the bros?
They too cute for me.
They're cute. You're the cutest of them all, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
Right?
Thank you so much. I love a lie as much as the good person.
No, as the next person. We know you're the cutest of them all. We love a Jacques Neal.
Woo!
All right.
Yes.
Are you ready to add to the deck of an already perfect poker hand?
Yes.
This is a woman who did the podcast once. We invited her on air. We're like, we want to be your friend. Do you want to come to San Diego with us? She said, with a frightened look in her eyes, sure. Months ago, I got a voice memo Wednesday night. I was waiting for her. I was like, she's going to cancel. She didn't. Not only did she not fucking cancel, she got a hotel room at the same fucking hotel as us. She made multiple dinner reservations for us tonight so we can cancel them if we go out with people. So we can see what happens in the day, because she's a fucking icon and a queen. She used to host Chatty Broads with Baby Becca, which we fought from Ari Caesar from The Bachelor. You all know this. Yeah, obviously, LaDuh. And she got your mom and dad podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Jess Ambrose!
My damn heart rate just came down, and she up here still dancing.
I have not worked out like that ever in my life.
Isn't that a lot? That's a lot.
Like, I didn't realize that doing this would include me burning calories.
Look
so.
At how spread out,
oh,
we,
look
are.
How spread out we are.
We went civilian bro, civilian bro, civilian bro.
Oh, you sat me next to a bro.
I sat you next to a bro, okay?
Okay.
Well, obviously.
Civilian bro.
So this is our panel. How do you guys feel? We were so excited. We were hoping. How many people here are Whitney Hives?
Whitney Hive?
Yes, Whitney Hive, rise up.
Whitney Hive.
Well, we actually, I don't want to lie, Whitney's here. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Whitney.
Do you guys really like this applause thing?
Oh, my God.
I worked really hard on this. I'm so proud
of it.
Jess Ambrose, Jacques Neal, our friend Whitney. First... Thank you. First of all, what did you think of all the bros backstage, everybody?
Very lovely. Lovely gentlemen back there.
Hot. I brought a single, my single best friend, and I was like, I think a lot of these bros are taken.
You know what I'm saying?
But
what are you going to do? They're tall. It's just nice to know that Mother Nature can work out that way.
God bless Mother Nature.
So before we're going to talk a little bit about Joey Caesar, but now Whitney, you got invited to some fun event in Hollywood last night.
Yes, I'm somebody's plus one.
Who did you see last night in Hollywood?
And who did I take selfies of myself so they were behind me? The Golden Bachelor.
Oh, shit. Sure.
Gary and Teresa.
I saw Gary and Teresa. And then I saw Joey and Kelsey.
Okay. And Wells.
And then I saw Wells, and I went over, and I said, I know you because I listened to Arden's podcast, and it was a love fest from that point on about how much we love Arden.
Okay, so we have a few questions.
Okay.
First of all, so Gary and Teresa apparently are not living together right now. That's what, apparently, according to TMZ, they're saying it's not because it's a bad thing, because it's like moving is hard. I'm like, well, that's what happens when you get married.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? What did you think was going to happen?
They're golden. It's harder.
Also, I've seen them houses. Y'all got money. Hire movers.
Hire movers. You're not 17.
Y'all not broke.
Yeah, you're not 25. You're not going to like borrow a Subaru and drive over.
You ain't got to ask somebody, yo, I'll give you beer and pizza if you move me. You ain't got to do that when you're that old. You ain't got to do that.
Yeah, it's like AA or I'll give you
got kids. Get them damn kids to move you.
Get the fucking kids.
Get some fucking kids to move you.
Get the fucking kids.
Get them fucking kids.
But also, do they have it figured out? Are they wise? Because it kind of sounds like a dream relationship. I mean, you have your own place.
Yep.
I had my own
in
spot.
In a different state.
But they're different.
God, that's very great.
I love my husband, but my own house?
But it's different time zones.
True, but I would kick my partner out today and still be with him.
You guys.
But I just don't want to live with him.
Did they look happy?
So Teresa looked like a deer in headlights at like all times.
So she
like
went back
completely.
To Haunted Doll. She reverted to Haunted Doll. Yeah. Aww.
He seemed very comfortable and was like going around and being introduced to people. But she really was like holding on to him like a little
puppy
dog.
Do you think that he likes the spotlight and he's like happy to go do that? And she's like, you haven't talked to me since the wedding.
Yeah.
I want it to work out for them. I want her to not be fooled.
No, but I think that he likes to be the protector, and I think that he was protecting her and like held on to her.
That's nice.
He's like, listen, darling.
Yeah.
You are darling, and our relationship is darling, we're gonna be living apart. Love you. Bye.
You're right. He's going to change. Like, you touched my arm on the highway. And I was so afraid. I'm going to need you to take the wheel and drive all the way back to New Jersey. You guys are all so far apart. I want to touch you.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay, so should we scoot closer till the bros come out?
Sure.
Yeah, come on in.
That
get
feels
in, Jess.
That
get
feels
on
better.
In, Jess.
I'm going to beat Jaquise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so.
I'm going to sit on Jaquise.
So then how did. Okay. That's fun. Okay.
Well, it's his name. That's
okay.
Really why
I
was
so how did Joey and Kelsey look? Is she a babelish?
She's super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot. He's so hot.
He is.
Like, so hot.
He is.
And he was in a pink suit.
He looks good
so
in that. Those promo pictures, he was hot.
Yeah. I kind of followed them around a little bit.
Did they look like they had chemistry? Did they look
they
happy?
They did. They were holding hands the whole time. They didn't really eat the like food that was being passed around.
You don't do that because you
don't eat.
I'm a messy eater.
You like, never eat food on The Bachelor.
You don't eat food on The Bachelor. They haven't eaten since they got cast on The Bachelor.
No, they were having cocktails. There was like sort of a place to go to have photos taken.
Yeah.
And I mean, there were some big names. This thing, they were like a lot of Marvel people, like having their photos taken.
Who?
Like Tom Hiddleston was there.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Wait, was he the guy that dated Taylor Swift for like 2 seconds?
Yes.
And she went to England to meet the mom and the Wellies. She loves to just get right in with the mom, and good for her. Good for her.
Yes.
You know what? It's working out.
So you had that. Then it was like the cast of Abbott Elementary, which was like so cool, and they were all together.
That's huge.
It was like Joey and Kelsey waiting in the line, and
they were polite, and they were
so
waiting.
They were waiting in the line, and I feel like the photographer like had no idea who
he didn't
they
know
were
the royalty,
and thought it was like me just standing there watching.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, when I was on Chelsea Lately, the finale had like. It was, I mean, everyone was like Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock, and I was like, oh my God, Tim Gunn. I just cornered him. I'm like, make it work, people. Make it work. I was like, I think of you like my godfather. And he was like, okay, it was weird. It was weird. Look, Jess, it is what it is.
Hi.
Do you have a tricky dad?
My dad left. Well,
So yeah.
But you want to dig into that?
No,
trauma.
We all do. We all have tricky dads.
We all have tricky dads.
Yeah, all of us. My dad's a tricky dad.
That's
he waited until I was like 21 to be a little tricky, though.
Oh, that's for sure. He left at 21.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure. It was just a weird.
Is your dad
spot.
Gary?
My dad's Gary.
Is your dad Gary?
My dad.
I'm like, Dad.
My dad left at 21 too. When I was 21 weeks inside of my mom. So that's when he left.
So they're both 21 Jump Street.
He left then, yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I wish they'd taken my dad, but what are you going to do?
So
overall, how did you guys feel the end of Joey's season? Were you let's ask the crowd. Were you guys, round of applause, happy with how it ended?
Woo!
Let's give a round of applause to this man that's here. We love this man.
Woo!
Were you dragged here or did you happily come here?
That's so cute.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Future bachelor material. Hello.
Look at this golden bachelor right here.
He's a real fox. What's your name?
Wait a minute. We up here saying golden bachelor. Are you with someone? Okay, yeah, golden bachelor.
Okay.
I was like, if he's with the partner, we up here golden bachelor?
Yeah, I'm like, so sorry.
When y'all break up, go on the golden bachelor.
They're like, that's the father of my four children. what's your name? Jerry, thanks for coming. We love a Jerry.
Jerry and Gary. feels like fate, right. My friend.
You better watch out. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's so nice.
You up here, you say you're single, you getting shot.
Oh, my God.
People shooting their shots.
Well, Jerry, I've never had anyone be my sentinel except for the sentinel. So watch out. And who's also named Jerry?
Yes. Yeah, that's the idea.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Jerry. That's a sign. All right, put a pin in it. We can see if he can do the bachelor lift at the end.
See, this is a proper gentleman. He showed up to your show. No sliding into the DMs.
No.
Oh, he showed up to the show.
This is a gent. This has got nice facial hair. This is exciting. Wow. I mean, look, I feel like I've never had more people have my back than in this room.
In a way, it's like
everyone knows everything that's ever happened to me, and they're all like, don't fuck, you don't even know, Jerry. This happened, and we're like, whoa, what happened? Like, yeah, and then it's okay, but it all worked out. I'm okay. Okay, so were you satisfied with how it ended, Whitney? Daisy.
Yes, I did not like how ABC was tricking us with their fake edit.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I love the two of them together. I agree 100% with what you were saying about they did the edit so that Daisy would be the perfect bachelorette, and I think she walked away.
Okay.
But yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. And I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacquees, how did you feel about the end?
I mean, you know, when we talked about the Women Tells All, I said, like, yo, man, ABC on some bullshit.
It's just gonna be. He broke up with one, was really sad, and then he got with the other one. They was really pushing the, will he find his love? Will he do it? And I was like, yes, motherfucker, he will.
You are
yes.
Now that you're saying
stop.
This.
Stop.
Now that I'm saying this, and I haven't even looked back, when Jesse, like, he had to walk out. It was too emotional. I was like, the most shocking thing is that there could be female friendship.
I know. It was like, something that's never happened before happened. Two women rode in a car together.
We're truly horrified.
Two women were like, hey, I like you. You like me. Let's not, like, hate each other.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. This has never happened.
This has never happened. I was, you know, look, I was okay with how it ended. Okay. I was not surprised.
Okay.
Because for an entire episode, Joey was just basically like, it's not you, bitch. And just like, I was like, and then on the couch, he was like, I look back and even I was like, wow. Like, yeah, motherfucker.
We
he was like, I
that.
Hope you happy without me. He said that 8 times to her. Like, what do you mean? Of course she knew it wasn't
happy.
Her.
I hope you're happy. Whatever happens with me or someone else.
Yeah, or somebody else.
Or, you know, maybe 30 suitors in the Calabasas mansion. I hope you're happy.
Insane.
I wish you well.
Insane.
Okay, Jesse Ambrose, we were texting that night during the finale.
We were texting. Listen, there was no shock and awe to me.
No.
The female friendship, I was like, great. But
yeah.
I wasn't, like, horrified or shocked or whatever by it. But I love that part. But I love Kelsey.
Yes.
I think
she's great.
I'm sorry.
So
I've never seen someone on a screen who is more excited about nothing.
She's
literally, when they were playing pool, like my husband, we couldn't get over it. She saw the pool balls come out. And she's like, oh my God.
She's so cute.
Date is the best date ever. I'm like, damn, no wonder Joey chose her. He can do anything.
I know.
She's absolutely thrilled.
She was so cute.
Can you
cute.
Imagine their bedroom night? The
oh
intimacy?
My God. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, missionary! Wow! Finally, a man who just was lights out missionary. Finally.
So I would choose Kelsey too. She made me feel great about myself.
She made me feel good too.
Yeah.
And how much do we want her dad to be the golden bee?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Now that we're
out. I'm sorry.
Now,
but
now.
He might be too young. I think Jerry's
yeah,
too young.
Yeah, true. He's too young.
He's way too
we'll
young.
Make an exception.
He's 20. He's flat. He's flexible.
Yo, Jerry came here to get some ass.
Yeah.
Jerry was like, where can I get some ass in San Diego tonight?
My friend Paige is here. We'll see what Paige says. My friend Paige, she'll keep an eye on you. She'll keep an eye on Jerry. She's going to let us know at the end. My pal's here. So you got to pass the Paige test. Okay, so Dr. Banana.
Yes.
Have you had any since have you had come around on any thoughts on the Daisy, Kelsey? You still feel like you're feeling solid that it ended as it should.
Yeah,
we have screens up here. They have pictures of
see.
Everybody. There's we have
there
we have the crying gal that burned the letter.
Yeah,
and we have
Leia.
the dad, her hot dad.
We have the classic, let me change into something more comfortable.
Yeah. We've got Maria and the changing into something more comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think he chose the right woman.
Do they seem happy? I don't go on the Reddit stuff.
Well, I have been watching her TikToks, and there is sort of an energy where she's like, Joey, get on the TikTok. And he's like, I don't want to. And so that's a little weird where I'm like, don't force this poor boy to be in TikToks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I hope they last. TikTok is always awkward, so you can't get like a full read on it.
Yeah.
But it does feel like she's like very TikTok ready, and he's just in the background like,
does he have a job?
No, he's not really kind of allowed to talk.
Well, I wonder if it's also like, I wonder if she's also being smart and she's like, look, we got to set ourselves up for some kind
of
a financial future.
Joey, do you want brand deals or not?
Yeah. You know who's killing it are Brayden and Christina Mandrell.
Oh, they're good.
Their TikToks are so cute.
They're smart.
I love them.
They're hosting a trip to Costa Rica.
I literally saw that and it looked so fun.
I saw that on the internet.
I was like,
let's all go.
Wait,
do we go? What is it? They host it?
We should go.
Like,
we just
go?
Can we go?
I mean, I'll go.
I'll go.
For sure.
I'm single. I'm ready to Kris Kringle now. I'll go.
Yeah. Let's go.
We got to get you to Costa Rica.
Oh, we got to get to Costa Rica. Well, is it time?
Shall we?
Wait a minute. Can I ask you before?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me halt the excitement. Maybe it was just me, but was I surprised with the Bachelorette, with the next Bachelorette?
Of course
yeah,
you were.
Let's
That's
talk
why we're
about
not
this.
Talking about it.
I was like, I feel like the entire crowd was underwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah. She couldn't be hotter. I mean, she's as
beautiful.
Hot as she gets.
That
but
hair.
I don't understand, because it's like, did Maria really say no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she?
They all
she did?
Said no.
Now,
I think a lot of people said no.
I got invited Wednesday night to a Tyler Norris viewing. No, Tyler, no, Tyler, what's his name?
Cameron.
A Tyler Cameron viewing part. Do you want to go?
Yeah, you should go.
Do you want to go?
With his OnlyFans now? Yeah, I want to go.
He's on OnlyFans?
Yeah. He was like promoting his show via an OnlyFans.
What is he doing on OnlyFans?
I know, yeah, but still, it's up. Good. It's up. And there's one photo that's a little blurry.
Did you join? You joined?
Pull it up. We'll hook it to the screen.
Did anybody join?
Girl, you knew. You screenshotted that shit with me too, baby.
Do I dry clean this and wear this in a heel?
Oh, yeah.
Not the hat. The hat? I mean, look, I can just let them know what's up. If it didn't work out with Gigi Hadid. Hey, do the bros know that it's time to go? Maybe get the bros, let the bros know it's time.
Let's go get them on deck.
They're bros. It's bro o'clock somewhere.
Let's do a
drinking game. Whenever anybody says what word? What should we say? Nectar? Nectar?
Oh, nectar.
Okay, whenever anybody says nectar, go drink, and then everybody drinks, okay?
There we go.
Okay, the bros are lining up. The bros are in the chute.
There they are.
Are they in the chute?
They're ready.
All right, the bros are ready. We have confirmation. All right, you guys, are you ready?
Are we moving back?
I salute you, too. And back. I salute you. I salute everybody that's here. I salute you. All right. There's a fellow on the back. I salute you. Are you ready to enter into the arena? Get your phones out, fuckers. And you guys need to video my jump because I don't have any content. The first bro to enter Brochella 2024. You know him from Rachel and Gabby season, and he fell onto the Rachel side of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, he started in New Jersey, but he ended up in Bro Diego, Tyler Norris! Wait!
Okay.
Get bros, go back to the door.
Okay.
Bro. Okay, there they are.
There they are.
Stay there. One at a time. Oh my God, they're the bros.
This is
that ABC
such
training didn't get
shit.
Them to listen to their names.
Well, here's the thing. I knew this was going to be a problem, and last minute I thought, I'm not going to worry about it.
You know what? It's nectar.
Nectar.
Nectar. All right. Next up, we have a gentleman. He was on Charity Season.
Hey!
I think he's a realtor. You know him, you love him, Aaron Bryant! You're gonna have to get over there, sir, because I'm doing my run. The man is making my dream come true. You know him from Rachel and Gabby Season, but he got kicked off the COVID cruise ship. The man was the best last name in the world, but they never said it. The man who said I could jump up and do the bachelorette leg wrap, I hope I don't kick any of you in the head.
Yeah, please, if you're in the way, please duck. Don't sue us.
Just duck. Please duck. Don't sue us. Despite the fact that I have a Tesla, I don't have any money. Ladies and gentlemen, Logan Segal!
That means you all are officially married now in Bachelor Nation.
I think we got married.
Congratulations.
I think we're married.
That was a moment.
Oh, my God. That's literally been the best moment of 2024. Right? That couldn't have been executed any better.
I have goosebumps right now.
It felt very taken care of. Wow. No offense. I'm sorry, Jerry. Look, Jerry, I'm just figuring it out. I'm 3 months. I'm back on the market. I got my crop top. I got my retro sneak, trucker hat. Anything's possible.
I just want to point out that the first person to make Arden lose her breath today was you.
Wow.
She's been, look at that.
And it won't be the last. Ah! All right, are you ready? This wouldn't be Bro Diego without the king of the bros. You guys, I don't want anybody to gaslight him. You know him. You love him from Katie, our friend Katie Thurston season. Aaron Clancy! Well, welcome everybody, the bros. Wow. What a day, huh? Thank you guys for doing it.
You're welcome.
Who would you say is the best dancer? Who's historically the best dancer of all of you? This person?
I'd say Bonesaw is ready.
Are you Bonesaw?
Bonesaw.
Are you Bonesaw?
I don't know. I've seen AB on TikTok.
Yeah, AB's better.
I don't have a tie. Oh, yes, I do.
I love your shirt.
It's Tacosaurus Rex. Yeah, I think about food all day, but I want to be ferocious at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, mom, I'm hungry, but I'm ferocious. Is that ferocious?
He's just learning to roar, so give him time.
It's so good. Well, we're just going to go down the line and just sort of get to know all of you for a second. We'll start with you, Aaron. How did you get cast on the show? Like, did you apply, or are you all scouted? Are you just tall and you're in San Diego? They're like, come with us.
Yeah, no, I was just walking along the beach, and just this seagull was like, yo.
Was it Logan? Logan Seagull?
No, but actually, one of my old coworkers, they nominated me. So they took my pictures off my Instagram, and I was sitting at home for Christmas, and all of a sudden, I got a text from a casting manager, and it was real. I texted Clancy, actually, right away.
So you guys were friends before?
Yeah.
Or it was just like a Batman single. I was like, you feel like you'd be on The Bachelor, too. So had you already been on?
Yes, yeah.
So you knew him, and you're like, and what did you think when you got the text? Were you excited or were you nervous?
Yeah, I was actually pretty drunk at the time, but.
with your family?
Probably with me.
With my family, yeah. That's what we do.
Okay, we like that. We like the Brian. And what was your limo entrance? What was your limo exit?
Oh, yeah. So I called myself Aaron, and I had a double-sided coin.
I remember the coin.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Coin. Oh, wow. Do you have the coin with you today?
We kind of made a few jokes about the coin. I'm sorry. Aaron from Key & Peele.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't get the reference at that night, though.
Well, so I guess I should have been the Bachelorette.
It didn't land.
I'm just saying. Sorry, everybody. Okay, and overall, did they talk you into something, or did you have the idea on your? I'm always curious if people get talked. Did they pitch you ideas?
Yeah, they, I mean, there's a couple of things, but honestly, it's all up to you.
Like, we can cut out anything.
Yeah, they'll hear your ideas, but it's all up to you. Like, you know, the piano, the coin, that was all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you remember what it said? I have pulled a little thing from each person's bio. Do you remember what it said about you? It said that you light up every room you walk into and you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Oh, that was you?
I didn't write that. That's what the ABC bio said.
I was going to say, I printed that out and put it on my fridge. But
Okay, great. Okay, Aaron Clancy, I feel like you were born to be on The Badge. Are you AI?
Mixed feelings about that.
Why? Are you kidding? We fucking love it. It's a dream.
Hey, thank you.
Did you have a good time?
No.
So you got fucked. You weren't in you were in Katie's season, so you didn't even get the mansion. You were the Breaking Bad New Mexico.
Yeah, the bunker.
Yeah,
what
it was like 3,000 feet elevated.
There was like a toilet bucket by the river. But there was like a date with
and
a toilet bucket.
I was
bucket.
The piece of shit in it, swirling around.
I thought I recognized you.
From earlier today.
What was your? Did you get a limo exit at that Hyatt that you guys?
I did. Yeah, I did.
What did you do?
Fuck. So I was in a. I was super nervous, and I was in a hotel room, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And one of the producers was like, "You have a nice smile."
That feels a little ick. That
I
feels
was like,
creepy.
Thanks, and he said something like, "Hey, ever since I heard you were the Bachelorette, I couldn't stop smiling." And my smile is really nice.
No.
So.
Did you take that?
I literally did that, I think.
You needed us. We would have had your back.
Like, after all the seasons I was on, I should have said something else, like, I don't know, like, ugh. Like, ugh, dude.
Yeah.
I hope I like you, and if I don't, I'm just going to vibe with the boys by the pool.
Pacifico's and pool.
Honestly,
Pacifico pool time.
You would have been our favorite bachelor there. Look at the best. Okay, do you remember one of your fun facts? Who said your celebrity crush was?
No, I don't remember that part. I remember something about I was scared of Sabretooth Tiger.
That's right. Yep. That's it. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody else is a celebrity. You are scared of Sabretooth Tigers and rats.
Rat. Okay. Rats. So first off, rats.
So that's
disgust
accurate.
Disgust me. If a rat is in a bush, the whole bush is the rat, and I will bomb the bush.
Is it the skin tail? It's the skin tail.
Yeah.
What are these rat bushes?
I'm saying if you're like in New Orleans, okay. If anyone's from there, no offense, but.
This is so specific.
Your city is nothing but one big rat bush.
There's a lot. I was in a park once in New Orleans where I was walking off the beaten path into like a bush area. And hella like rats just scampered away. I would
That's how we
have
met.
Destroyed the whole city. I felt like that was the only, like the most reasonable next course of action.
Was burned down the whole city.
And saber-tooth tigers, glad they're gone.
Okay. You know what? You lead with your heart and you speak the truth.
I love a fellow rat hater.
Are you a rat hater, Jeff?
I saw a rat in Chicago at my old place, and it jumped from the floor to the top of the fucking garbage can.
Yeah,
which is too high for anything to jump.
No,
that's the equivalent of Michael Jordan jumping to the top of the Empire State fucking building.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
And I ran out the garage a block away, mm-hmm. and then waited 10 minutes, and then came back
and called an airstrike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rats hunt pigeons now. They're evolving.
I'm obsessed.
I'm evolution is very much at play in the NYC subterranean.
You're going to be our officiant when Logan and I get married. You can speak as however long you want about anything. Literally, there's nothing off limits. Just talk about evolution. Okay,
there's a
Logan.
Few limits, but this is
I need to get to know my fiance
Everyone needs
more.
To know.
Logan, were you scouted? Wait, did you apply or were you scouted?
It was so... It was like a mix. I like one of my friends like nominated me, but then I also applied because I like, and I was desperate. So like, I really
desperate for a job, for a woman, or for TV.
Just overall overarching desperation. I was 26.
That's a great age.
26 and desperate.
Hot. It's a popular app.
It's your autobiography.
That's
your
legendary
There's story. A follow-up to Never Trust a Rat Bush. Okay, so... That's his waxing company.
Great success.
Sorry.
He's like, okay. It's not a joke, it's serious.
No, seriously.
Great
fucking
idea.
Funny games? I brought these fucking nice people to stand to this purple throne.
Do you think anyone wants rat bushes?
No. Nobody wants a rat bush. Easy. Okay, so, Logan, did you apply or were you nominated?
It's pretty much the same as Aaron. I was nominated years ago.
Actually, desperate at 26.
Yeah, so at first I was nominated
okay. For,
I think it was Katie or Claire season.
Claire, she would have been, Taco Dale. She would have wrapped you up. You'd have been just like that shirt, just wrap him up.
They said, hey, it's not happening after a couple interviews, and I was like, I don't want to be on it anyway, whatever.
Yeah, fuck you. And I dubbed you, ABC.
Yeah, of course. And then when they came back around and was like, actually, you might be good for this next one, I was like, yes, please.
Yeah,
I totally lost all dignity and was like, yeah, please.
So where did you start out? You also weren't in the mansion. You ended up on a COVID cruise ship.
No, yeah, we started in the mansion. And,
you did?
Wake up very early.
You did. Well, we were curious about what time do you wake up in the mansion?
So they shake you awake at like 7 a.m. And then you meet Jesse. You meet Jesse and you film about like 17 hours a day. So
you're tired.
Till, yeah.
They make you. They want you to have bad decisions.
Well, they wake you up and then they say, you meet Jesse in the living room and he's like, pack your bags. We're leaving in an hour.
And you're like, what the fuck?
You're like, where are we going? Who knows?
A COVID, a haunted COVID cruise ship off of France.
Turns out we were going to Paris.
But we're never going to step foot in France.
Yeah. But
question: were you on the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
I was, every time someone leaves or doesn't get a rose, you get like your new pick of beds.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah.
I love that. Right when the rose ceremony ends, you're like, I call top bunk.
Yeah.
Right by the bathroom, I want that one.
Yes. Who is your roommate? Who is your bunkmate?
Oh, I had so many. You become best friends. I mean, you don't have phones. You don't
they
have
weren't
TV.
That close of friends if you were celebrating when they left.
Yeah, well...
Ratbush speaks the truth. Hey, Ratbush speaks the truth.
Can you mourn them and also get a good night's rest?
Yeah,
is that
like,
okay or what?
You're like, I love you. I'll never forget you. Bye, fucker.
Yeah.
See you in hell.
I'm like, hey, thanks so much. Can I have your shampoo?
Yeah. Great.
See you later.
Did you have an enemy? Did you have a frenemy?
No, we're all very good friends.
Although, duh, obviously. You don't
once
be a piece
the
of
edit
shit.
Comes out, you see some things your buddies.
Right? But,
Yeah. So you true. Make up and you become friends after.
Anna talks shit about me after every podcast, and I hear it. I'm like, why did you say that about me?
Right.
She called me a harlot. What the heck? Okay.
It ends up being fine.
So what was your exit? What was your limo exit? And were you nervous?
So I originally wanted to – this got shot down. This is my idea. I wanted to ride an elephant.
Oh.
And I wanted to – yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah.
I pitched this. I was like, I'll come up on an elephant, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hair flowing in the wind.
Yeah, whatever. Obviously.
I don't know if that's how you ride an elephant.
Yeah. Get and some extension.
I'll say, hey, dating's a circus.
Oh.
I came accordingly or something
that's
like that.
That's cute.
The lawyer or whatever producers were like, yeah, your big goofy ass is going to get hurt.
Okay.
How about chicks? What if we gave you baby chickens?
Those okay.
Chickens.
Yeah. That's
so they
cute.
Gave me two baby chickens, and I said, oh, what if dating two chicks is hard.
Okay.
Here's two chicks.
Okay.
And people were like, why'd you call them chicks?
Oh, was, okay. You can't like, do no right.
Whatever.
Our audience is cool. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let me see what one of your facts was. Oh, okay. Oh, who was your, do you remember who your crush was in your bio?
Yeah, because she, to this day, is still my baby girl. Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
Aww.
One day.
I love
still
that.
Love her. Still
I love,
love her.
That. That's a solid crush. Okay, all right. All right, I wish you had just rolled in a bush like tumbleweed, fighting rats.
I could say, hey, I'm an important guy. Uh-huh. I just came from a meeting with the bushes.
I'm not desperate. Despite what the rats rats in the bush say, I'm not fucking desperate, I'm the man. No. I'm fucking nectar.
Despite the way I appear.
Nectar! That's the drinking word, is nectar. Okay, great. Yes!
Nectar, 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 nectar.
Okay, all right, here we go. Tyler Norris! Our producer, Katie, is a big... She's not here with us. And she had to stay with her doggy, but she has a big crush on you.
Oh,
she
yeah.
always liked Tyler. She always liked Tyler.
I appreciate it. I'm very taken, but I appreciate
she's
it.
All, she's married. She's basically married. Some so points. No, she's, okay, don't cool. worry about it.
Look,
it's 2024. Who cares? Okay. Okay, Tyler, did you get scouted or did you apply?
I got scouted, I guess. Yeah.
Liar.
No, did no. I, trust me, I did not apply.
That felt like a lie.
No, no, no. I had somebody threw in an application for me, and okay. I got a call from LA randomly one day, and.
Were you excited?
I was, like, confused at first.
Okay.
Because it was... So, it's actually really funny, the story.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't think I've told many people this. So, I... before going on the show, like, a year prior, I had a girlfriend. Plan was, like, things were going really well. Thought this was the person I would be with for the rest of my life.
Okay.
So, I bought a house, everything. Everything
oh,
was cool.
Okay. That's hard.
But she was the one who got me on the show. So, I watched it for, like, 1 year. And
oh,
I was
oh,
just
I thought,
like,
thought
all
right. she had
I was like, blind nights.
That's how she broke up with you.
I was like,
she's punching the air now, bro.
Hey, I submitted you. I swear
there's a good ending to this, all right?
Okay.
So, we used to have wine nights. Love the show.
Love it.
All
love
invested.
It. Obviously. Slobviously.
And then when she ended things, like, totally caught me off guard. I remember when I was leaving, like, her place.
Aw.
She was walking me out, and she said, I'm walking you out like I'm the Bachelorette. And I was like,
I don't
damn.
Like that.
I was like, kind of funny. Like, I was like, all right, whatever. Like, heartbroken, but still, like,
that's
laugh
sad.
A little.
I
but
I don't like
then,
that.
Then
like that.
Months down the line.
Yep.
I get a random call asking me if I want to be on the show. And what's a better payback
yeah,
on somebody?
Yeah, fuck you. I'm walking
going
myself
on the show
in like I'm going to get
after something
the-
like that. So I just thought it was crazy. I got a okay. random call, and I was just like, yeah.
Wait,
I'll,
so
I'll
she didn't nominate you?
No.
Oh, I was like, what a genius breakup. You're like, oh, my God, it's not working out. But would you like
you
a little internet
this?
Career?
Okay. All right. Do you remember your... let's see. What do we have? Oh, Tyler, do you remember what it said about you?
About me?
What did you do for your limo exit?
So this one's like, I'm so glad they didn't show it. So originally a producer came out to me because I didn't have any ideas. He was just like, dude, this is what you should do. There's two women this year.
Uh-huh.
Come out and say, listen, I'll treat you better than Clayton did, and I promise I won't sleep with both of you. And I was like,
wow!
I was like, do you know who I am? So- I would never say that.
Well, ABC was trying to set you up for failure.
Wait, who was that? Hey, Tyler, who was
clearly
that?
Clearly, I did not say that. What I did was, at the time, like, the one girl from Uncut Gems, if anybody's seen the movie,
yes.
she was on, like, a podcast. She goes, I felt like a muse, like, an uncut gem. So,
okay.
I walked up, and I was just like, some may say you're both a muse, but to me, I think you're both some uncut gems. And Gabby and Rachel looked at me, they go, uncut gems? And I was like, uncut gems. And I walked in, and I was just like, they might think I'm gay after I said that. But.
Do you like rubies? How about an aquamarine? Okay, I think we have a few minutes for questions. What, do you have questions for the guys? Any, Jackie, okay, Whitney. Whitney's excited.
Okay. Do they give you, like, a checklist of things that you have to pack and that you have to be, like, prepared for? Like, passports and, like, yeah. Do you, and also just the jackets. Like, do they tell you to bring heavy jackets? You're going someplace
yeah.
cold?
Yeah, so you want a ticket? Aaron?
Yeah, they give you a checklist, yeah.
What's on it?
What the fuck, Whitney? You're a piece of shit and everybody knows it.
Yeah, you got a checklist?
No, they do. Like, when they say, oh, you're getting on a plane, who knows where you're going, you're like, okay, give me something here.
But what's so on the checklist, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Right, so it's like heavy jacket, like two suits, like t-shirt.
No logos.
Right. They ended like up giving suits. Us Speedos on our season. We didn't have to pack those. But that wasn't on the list. If it was, I think we would have thought twice. But, yeah, they give you a pretty good list.
I feel like they were just like packed for the fall, winter, summer, and spring.
Yeah, literally.
I was like,
I have a question. question.
And also a couple suits. I'm like,
where do you actually eat? Like, is it off site, like a production? Like, so when I do TV or when I'm on television shows or movies, you guys, there's like a dining tent where it's like catering, and you go off to the side, and there's like a tent, and you go and you wait in line with the crew. Do you eat with the crew, like in line with the tent?
No. It's a special dungeon for all contestants.
Like in the house?
Crisscross applesauce, just on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a completely different, I wasn't in the mansion, right? So we had just a different area. But the crew has like a tent area where they eat.
So you were in Breaking Bad in New Mexico.
I was actually. Yeah. So if you wanted meth. Just kidding.
Could you hook me up?
Yeah.
I've never.
You seem like it's already.
Thank you. I'm not much of a drug user. I'm not good at like pot or anything. I go right to Middle Earth.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Okay, Dr. Banana, we have some audience questions.
All right, someone wants to know, how long is a rose ceremony, and what if you have to pee?
We have good audience members.
Anyone can answer.
Yeah.
All right. Diapers. How long?
Oh, so honestly, I can't even count the hours. Like, you get so delusional.
Long.
Yeah, it's
really?
Insane. Like,
so long.
You get picked up. Well, I'd say night one is the longest,
night
obviously.
So long.
You have all the guys, and it's like, fuck.
11:30 a.m.
Well, when you have to pee,
and
your legs start shaking up there, and you're just like.
It starts at like 1 p.m.
What the
fuck?
Like, if she doesn't call my name, I'm just going to pee all over myself.
I didn't need to pee.
but I felt like I was getting like hot flashes. But how? Like, I need like glucose.
God, you were dehydrated.
Were you going through menopause?
Potentially, I don't know what that is either, but I drank like 7 vodka Red Bulls.
Obviously.
And yeah, I felt really sick.
Dr. Banana, another question.
All right, here's a question. Why doesn't anyone go into the or use the Boom Boom Room anymore?
Yeah.
On in Paradise.
Why are people fucking?
Yeah, why are people fucking?
Why are people fucking?
Why are people fucking?
What?
Did someone use the Boom Boom Room they didn't show?
It's a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us.
The Boom Boom Room, how you see it, looks like a wonderful place to make love. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Air conditioned.
I'm sure it looks great. When you're on the bed in the Boom Boom Room, you are looking at a lens about that big. That's like right in front of your face.
Right, okay.
And you know Grammy's watching.
Yeah.
All right? You know Mom's watching.
Yeah.
And Sister.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get in the mood at that point, right? It's just hard to get into the vibe.
They do not pay us enough to have sex on video.
I will say that.
Guys, that's why we unionize. Think about it. All right? Pay them to fuck so we can watch. Jesus.
They did have, like, the Mexican Doritos in there. It was so good. Just so much
the
cheese.
The burritos are good?
No, the Mexican Doritos.
The Doritos.
So many grasas on it and just, like, whatever.
Great place to nap.
They tempt you big time because they let. I remember the first season.
In the Boom Boom Room.
It's like you can fuck and grab these snacks afterward.
So there's special like fucking snacks. So like you might work up an appetite getting your fuck on. Okay.
So
I mean, Kenny and Mari just get at it. They were just like, we don't. But they're married now.
Yeah, worked out for them.
It works out.
It worked out. Okay. Dr. Banana, any other questions?
This is one you don't have to answer, but I just thought it was a very funny question.
Uh-huh.
It says, how would you describe an F-boy, and who on stage is the biggest
one? And you can include Jaquise. You can include Jaquise. Jaquise is popular. I just say that. Jaquise is a hip. Don't count Jaquise out. Jaquise, do you want to start with the answer to that?
How would you describe an F-boy?
How would you describe an F-boy?
How would I describe an F-boy? I'm not one.
You're dead gorgeous.
I got a little lady at home. How would I describe an F-boy? Somebody who is going to put the dick down and then not give a shit about you afterwards.
Okay.
That is basically, it's somebody who's just like, yo, I know I'm fucking you.
Yep.
I can do it well.
Okay.
And that's all we are.
Okay.
That's all we are. And then they don't care about your feelings after.
Okay. All right.
Because some people just want to have sex. That's fine.
That's
but
fine.
But then people also want to feel like you care about them.
Yeah. That's right.
And then that's where the fuckboy comes in.
Okay. Aaron, how would you answer?
All right. So, I'm going to say someone, a dude, usually, obviously, F-boy.
F-boy. Mm-hmm.
Someone that takes a girl to the boneyard, obviously.
It's ready.
Through deception.
Oh.
They go, hey, listen.
Yes.
Because nothing's wrong with going, hey, I want a bone, and they go, me too, and then that's what happens.
That's right.
But if you go, yo, I'm a fucking... looking for a relationship.
This
and
person.
Logan, pretend you're the girl, ready?
I'm obsessed with this person.
Hey, dude. Hey, girl, I'm looking for a relationship. I already fucked up. That boy's very much smooth.
Do it again, Logan.
I'm obviously
blew
no
it.
One.
He blew it.
Logan, I think he likes you.
I'm not interested anymore. He blew
hey,
it.
Hey, wait, listen, ready?
No, he's like, he likes you, Logan.
Wait, I got one, ready? Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
okay.
I noticed you from across the room. I thought we might have a connection. But now that I'm here, I know we do. Your move.
I feel special and recognized.
Do you feel seen? Do you feel
I would
seen?
Like to acknowledge your pursuit.
Do you feel seen right now?
To the boneyard.
You look really nice tonight.
Wow. You're really good at this.
To end us.
You recognizing me and a sea of people.
I said it to you and say it back.
Right, you look great.
Wow.
Boneyard.
Eric Clancy, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to go down to
our girlfriend. I love her.
Obviously. I mean, you're not leaving her for Logan. I'm sure.
Arden,
I mean, unless you are, that's cool too. That's cool too.
Arden, do you mind if I ask a question?
No, never, never.
I mean, anybody can answer this, but
wait, but they didn't answer who was the biggest one up here.
Who's
the biggest F boy up here?
Didn't Jock?
Considering everyone up here is in a relationship but me, I'm just gonna take the bullet here and say.
Okay.
Considering Logan is an actual fuck boy.
We just got engaged, but
Logan,
okay.
That was so.
I thought we just got engaged, but thought I guess you are.
That was the perfect way to let everybody in here know you are single and ready.
Yeah.
That's your move.
That's how I started the show. Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What was it? Okay, Jacques.
I have a question. Yeah. It's specifically for these two gentlemen on the left and right of me.
All right.
Because you two were on the COVID cruise. Yeah. Yes, I also went on that same exact boat. Everybody here knows it. And that's why I got the horny pool inspector.
He went into the pool
yes,
in his leather pants.
Fully clothed. I just want to know, because there's not much that I can be better at you guys at. Did I have more sex on that COVID cruise than you guys did? Okay, good. Good. No, but a real question. I do want to ask a real question.
Good for you, Jakee.
Thank you so much, everybody.
I'm always rooting for you.
Thank you. I truly want to know, like, if fantasy suites are awkward. I mean, or if you've heard, if you've been in it, is it an awkward night? Because you, like, the TV show makes it seem like we're supposed to have this intimate time together, and we're supposed to get to know each other. This is the first night it's supposed to happen. And do you go into that room like, what the fuck is we? What are we doing?
Can I add an addendum? Is it three nights in a row, and you're in, like, a humping contest against your three best friends? Like, you're like, is it like, okay, now Anna, Whitney, Jess, you're all going to go fuck up against each other for like 4 nights in a row. Best of luck, m'lady, to all. Like, is that back to back against your friends? Yeah.
I got
much.
Dumped before getting there.
Have you talked to any? I mean, is it awkward? It's gotta be awkward, right?
I didn't make it there. I can't speak.
Aaron's the one that knows.
What?
Aaron's the one that knows.
Yeah.
Can I get a drink?
Okay.
Yeah.
You can play the...
No, both Aaron's. Yeah, I spilled like half my Pinot Noir.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, by the way. If it's spilled on you, I'll buy you a new blouse.
All right, okay. I'm going to buy you a blouse. Okay, do you need another drink?
Yes, absolutely.
What would you like?
That sounds too familiar.
What would you like?
It's a Pinot.
A Pinot? Do you guys need a drink?
Could I get an
what do you want?
Old fashioned.
Do a ranch water, please.
Can we get a ranch water?
Can we do two old fashions for the errands on stage?
Two old fashioned. I'll do a ranch water. Okay, three. Can we get three?
Can
we do old fashions?
I'm quite
two
parched.
Ranch waters.
Can I get an Ashland seltzer?
I'll do a seltzer too. No one's in here.
Does anybody else
want to
drink out here?
There's no servers here. They're like, what the fuck did we agree to with this? If anybody, wait, okay, hi. Okay, so we want four old fashions, two ranch waters, two seltzers.
Two Ashland seltzers.
And another Coors Light, please.
And a Diet Coke, please.
And a Diet Coke. And a Diet Coke. Okay, all right. Well, I guess we're elegant. Here we go. Should we go on to our final, should we do it? Oh, yeah, Eric did it. We know who wrote it.
Good job.
Like, do you discuss your finances?
Is it awkward? Is it awkward?
I'll tell you what.
Or is it
I'll tell you what I can.
Yes, so. Please.
Okay, all right.
So if you were...
I'll tell you what I can.
Would you have a significant other or have had an experience in the past where you might have had one and, you know, feelings got to a point where you were like, hey, let's do this thing.
Yes.
What if someone was following you with a camera?
Yeah. That feels...
They're just like, all right. But no, it's not as, I guess, or... I don't know.
Horny. Sorry.
You just drink it till you forget.
I'm very immature. I'm sorry. I say that word a lot on the podcast, so that's just I speak in hornyisms. Don't worry. So it's not as romantic as it might feel. It feels awkward. as I feel right now.
It's just like it was just like, would you want, you know, a camera? That's
all. Right. I understand that.
Some people are bold. Like this
but you don't have the camera at that time. That's what we were asking.
Whitney. Yes, Whitney, high rise up.
Thank you.
Okay.
I said we don't have the, you're not on camera at that time. Do you talk about your finances or
what's your FICO score? Live?
What's
You know,
what's
like,
your FICO score? Who'd you vote for?
Exactly. Like, you know,
your
you have a device.
Political stance.
You pull up your Experian, like your W-2s from the past year. Like, it works out. I mean, the process works.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start the... Okay, by the way, I just makes me so happy to look over and see our friend Whitney. We love her.
Go, Whitney.
All right. Are you guys ready for the game portion of the evening? Dr. Banana and I, we go into a K-hole and we build games. We've created a game called, it's time for the Nectar Files. Now, I think before we start, Dr. Banana, I think our friend here, do you have to say something? Is there something you're supposed to say?
This is completely unplanned. So.
Okay.
This no.
Okay. No, you don't.
I was going to say, okay, look. Hey, everyone, listen up. This is profound. All right. So this game is one of my favorite games. Fuck.
No. This is, I was trying to have
your
back.
Yeah, thank
I was
you,
trying
thank
to have your
you.
Back.
All right, camera guy. So I'm plugging something. All right.
Yeah, I have all to right, do guys. It. I was trying dating to make your profession.
Dating in San Diego sucks.
It's an ad break.
Dating in San Diego sucks, right? But I've heard of a great app, the Yes Dating app. It's amazing.
This
There's
is so
no
natural.
Swiping.
This is so
it's
natural.
Just meet up for events. And yeah, that's a shameless plug. So
okay. All right, that's fun. What's it called again?
And, the Yes Dating app. It's blessed by Himalayan monks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's funny that you should say that because Anna and I are actually also launching a dating app.
Well, yeah, we did actually.
Yeah, we are also announcing it today. We have a dating app. It's called Boner Mingle.
Yeah, as you can see, that's our dating app.
It's called Boner Mingle. We
is this
bring
real?
We bring the boner.
We bring the boner
to you. And if you see, there's a boner.
It's like Uber Meats.
There's a boner, and there's me. So we're
and so we just want to know if the bro sharks would invest.
yeah, bros, would you invest? Boner Mingle.
Boner Mingle?
That's our app.
Are you guys interested in Boner Mingle? We bring the boner to you. Mingle.
If your boner doesn't tingle.
Is it for iOS only? Or is
it's
it
only for iOS. It's only for the Sidekick.
It's actually Android only. Is that going to be an issue?
Green you can text. Only get it on BlackBerry and Sidekicks.
I think there's a market for it.
Thank you.
I'm in.
All right. So here we go. Look at it. See, there you go.
There you go. That's
there's
Boner
a boner.
Mingle.
That's me and Boner Mingle. Okay.
You don't even understand how excited I was to Photoshop that, okay?
Anna was on my couch with mittens by her side.
It was like midnight. I was like, Boner Mingle.
I thought it was an actual app. My best girlfriend who's single in the back downloaded it earlier in the
girl,
room.
Hit us with Boner Mingle.
At?
Boner Mingle working out?
Yeah. She's not even here for a comedy show. It just alerted her that there's so many boners.
Her
in
phone
the room.
Got hard, and
her,
so she
her
came.
Her phone just was bulging in her pocket. Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Let's go back. We're back
Nectar
to the game
files.
Time. Nectar Files, you guys. All right, here's the thing. Look, I didn't grow up here, despite that I fit right in my outfit. I've never really hung out in San Diego. This is my night. It's my time to shine. Maybe I'll never leave. We have a game, and we want to find out how to become the biggest bros. And we're going to let Aaron Clancy, we feel like you're it, right? Will you join me on stage?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick a competitor? Do you want to pick a competitor? Come on up here, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
You gotta walk forward. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Ball and chain.
All right. Do you want to pick somebody that you want to bro up against of your fellas?
Bro up against.
Yeah, who
like
you're going
I'm competing against.
Yeah,
them.
To see who's the bigger bro. And you can pick Jaquez. You can pick Logan, Tyler. You pick Aaron. Who do you want to go?
Tyler. Yeah.
Tyler. Okay. Okay. All right. This is for who wants to keep score? Will you keep score for Aaron and you keep
Not
score
me.
For Tyler?
What is this? Yeah, what
Wait,
is
how
this?
Do you win?
You get the most points.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we need to have you open up a little just so everybody can see. So if you want to, so I'll say the question, and if you want to go first, say your name as fast as you go, Aaron or Tyler, and whoever says it first gets to go. Okay, ready? Are you guys ready for the Nectar Piles? Where you can win this gorgeous pearl necklace. You already have one, so you can. Will you hang on to the pearl necklace? As worn by Aaron Clancy. Okay. You could have a double. Somebody could. You could have a double.
Double it up, yeah.
Fuck yeah, brah. All right, here we go. Okay, ready. Are you ready for the Nectar Files? Okay, number one. And tick, 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 tick. What is the broiest drink in San Diego right now?
Tyler. Callie Creeman.
What did you say?
Callie Creeman.
Correct. I would have also.
That's my favorite drink. Callie Creeman on Nitch.
Oh, you already know.
What is it called?
Callie Creeman.
Nitro.
Wait.
I would have also accepted White Claw, Natty Light, or Mint Juleps. But I guess
he only knows that because he's friends with me.
Okay, great. All right, so Tyler got a point. Okay. Number two, if I want to be a bro, what kind of a job should I pursue?
Tyler.
Okay, Aaron, I'll give you one.
Sales.
You were faster. Sales. Correct. I would have also accepted medical sales, fitness trainer. Are you sales?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
I would have also accepted medical sales, fitness trainer, being Jesse Palmer, or surgical skin salesman, just like Jeff from Katie's season. That was his job. Aaron, did he try to harvest your skin? That's what his job was.
Reasonable.
I didn't make it up. What do you think? What do you think the broiest job is, Jack Keys?
The broiest job, a surfboard scrubber.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Laser right. Tag instructor, maybe?
All right, so we're 1-on-1. Okay. Third question. Are you born a bro or can you be made into a bro?
Tyler. You can be made into a bro.
Okay, that is correct. Were you born a bro.
He made me a bro.
Some people are born with it. Yeah.
And he was like, you're a little bit... They both get points for that.
We saw Tyler get those diamond earrings in Paradise.
They both got points.
Arden, I would have also accepted a full rendition of Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
Yeah.
That's what I would have accepted.
You know what? Jack Keys gets a point as well. Okay.
Logan, we're getting smoked.
Number four. Who is broier, John Cena or Zac Efron?
Tyler. Oh, come on.
John Cena.
Incorrect.
The crazy thing is, I love Zac Efron. I don't know why I didn't say
that. That is incorrect because, much like you, Baby Boy got made into a pro. Zac Efron turned himself into John Cena. You can see him right there. You know what I mean?
Did I lose a point after that one?
No. You still got your points, but you could have turned him in. You would have made him into John Cena like that.
Yeah, I mean.
We could have also accepted Zac Efron because you can't see John Cena. Wrestling fans! Where my wrestling fans at? You can't see me! Okay. Right.
This is a huge crowd. Huge wrestling crowd. Fucking everybody
facts.
Here. They had to fucking walk away from WWE today. It was hard on Saturday afternoon. Are you fucking kidding me? That's our old crazy. Oh my god, our drinks are here!
Yes.
Alright, drink time.
Thank God.
Time out.
I got two.
Everybody get your... Okay.
Well, we're going to pass them down. Old fashioned.
Here we
Isn't
go.
Isn't this just the funnest show? Like, we have no idea what's going on. We really live on the edge. We don't prep at all. Can you believe we're on an actual network? It's like no rules. And we're definitely going over time, so you know the venue's like, wrap it up.
Yes, thank you.
I need an Ashland.
I got you, Ann.
Okay. Are you guys having so much fun? Wait a minute. Where's our sleep crowns at?
Oh, there they are.
Oh my god, are you Julie's daughter? Oh my god, you're adorable.
Wow.
Okay, this is Julie's daughter.
Wow. Of the Sleep Crown Empire. Wow.
How many people flew in for this? Okay, I see. Okay, all right. Who flew the farthest?
Don't lie.
Where'd you come from? San Jose, California. Where did you come
from? That's in-state.
What?
That's pretty far.
Where did you come from?
New York.
Wow. All right, what's farther, Charleston or New York?
New York.
Okay.
Oh, you got to give it to Charleston, though. She has to live in the same town as Shep.
She would they did
it's a nightmare.
You're both.
Are you okay?
You want this? Okay. All right, we're going to give it to Charleston.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want a travel one or the full-size sleep crown?
Travel.
You're traveling back to Charleston. Take the travel one.
Look at this. Can I say something I appreciate, Arden?
Yeah.
I appreciate what right here. She was like, how far did you travel? And she confidently was like, she did from the same state.
Yes. We love her.
She was confident like, ain't nobody come from out of state.
No.
Like
I love that so much.
That's my friend Paige. She's the best. We love round of applause for Paige. Woo! No rain shall fall on Paige.
All right, Arden, we got to finish this game.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Fuck.
Time's a ticking.
Okay. Where are we? Okay. We're going to tick it up. What is the best protein powder on the market?
Aaron.
Too long. Up here.
Oh, sorry. Lost it. Go to Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me?
I was saying.
Okay, Tyler, here. Correct. I would have also accepted PB Fit.
I love peanut butter,
but I got to keep it tight. Okay, here we go. Would a bro ever skip leg day?
Tyler. Of course.
Oh, my God.
No, incorrect. This could happen to you.
No.
That's a bro.
It's fake. We're not mocking anyone. It's fake. Okay,
he's
here
not
we go.
Saying it fast.
Okay. What is a bro breakfast made of?
Aaron.
Of
just fucking chicken.
Okay, that is correct. That is correct.
That works.
All right, that is correct.
What did he have this morning, Aaron? What did you have this morning?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Okay.
That is correct. I would have also accepted 7 protein bars or cocaine.
That's for lunch.
Okay. Bros. Stagecoach or Coachella?
Coachella.
Okay, correct. I would have also accepted Stagecoach because the history lesson of Blake Horstman, the original bro from The Bachelor, he brought in a new era of bros for fucking everyone before Paradise in the hot tub at Stagecoach, and there he is in
the
a Stagecoach fucking everyone in a hot tub. Okay, here we go. Bros, what is a good song for a college bro to lose his virginity to?
Aaron.
Riding Dirty.
Okay. Well, that was a trick question. They lost it to the babysitter in high school.
I'm an idiot.
You did not get a point for that. Okay.
Got me.
No point. Okay. Okay. Dream vacation spot for a bro. But before you answer, Tulum's been flooded with a sewer problem and you can't go there. Where did you divert the play? Aaron.
I didn't even
Papa's
listen.
Papa's and beer, dude.
What?
Rosarito.
Okay, Rosarito. Correct. I would have also accepted.
I don't want to go there. But
a best tattoo to get if you were a bro.
Tyler. Palm tree.
Lower back tattoo. It says "Live, Laugh, Love."
That
the curse of
hey,
the
can
so
we phone
clean.
A friend on this one? Can
that
we phone a friend?
Yes,
yeah, I'll phone a friend.
The most bro tattoo is a lion or a clock or a rose.
A clock.
Right.
A clock. I'm here for
a clock.
That is correct. Give Logan and give my fiance a point. I would have also accepted barbed wire, tribal symbols, or the Ben Affleck back tattoo.
He said back tattoo.
Okay.
Jesus. Phoenix rising from the Phoenix.
He can get a bonus
sounds.
Point for that. Okay. Final question. Aaron, can you explain this?
Oh, shit.
Wait,
hold on.
It
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Am I first? Am I first? Am I first?
Yeah, you're
Can
first.
We do it? Okay.
You're explaining
I
this
I need
first.
To explain this.
Oh, my God. Just
that
wait.
Was
Don't tell
me.
Him.
That was me. Okay, look.
It's a sneaky
That
slur.
Was me 4 years ago getting in my hometown at a party, getting chased around the party by like a 21-year-old.
That's true. I took that photo.
Yeah. That and then I was trying to like. I
this
was
is Arden trying to lure like a 25-year-old.
No, he was chasing me. He was chasing me.
It's because I was hyping her up. I was like, he wants to fuck. And she was like, does
it? That's what you wanted him to think.
No, okay. The
you
next
want me
one.
To explain
the
it?
Next one.
All right,
okay.
Aaron, explain.
This. Aaron, can you explain this?
Hold on. I'm not good.
This okay, we don't need to do it. We can just go on to the next game.
No, I'm just. Okay. Explain this. you can have this shit wiped from Google. Yeah, why haven't
what
you
is
yet?
That? What is that?
Tips.
Did you have tips?
What is that?
Do you have tips?
So have I was a swimmer in college.
Okay.
And it's like chlorine.
Okay,
and
all
shit.
Right. All right.
Also pretty embarrassing, so like fuck you. Yeah. What the fuck, man?
I'm literally having the best. Is everyone else having as much fun as I'm having?
I know.
Look at those shirts! Look at those shirts!
Oh, yeah.
Wow! You know what? You guys get the other sleeve crabs with those fucking shirts! I'm not gonna toss it. I
all right, we got one more. Can you explain this
right,
for Jacquees?
All right, one more. Jacquees, can you explain this? Jacquees, what the fuck?
Take a look.
What happened? What is
take
that,
take a look, you sleep apnea
yeah.
motherfucker.
It's called sleep apnea.
Okay, all right.
Or that's how I get my powers, y'all. That's
yes.
How I look. That's how I look so beautiful Jacquees. Every day.
Okay, mic drop. Are we allowed to play one final game, or are you gonna kick us the fuck out? Aaron won!
Hey, if wow. I lost, that would have been so embarrassing.
Aaron,
the mayor
can I give you a pearl necklace?
You want to double it up?
Aaron, yeah. Yes, you want to double it. He's the broiest of all. Aaron, classy! Yay! Thank you for playing.
All right, hey, Tyler, nice try.
All right, mic drop. Mic drop, we're allowed to. Okay, we'll make it really fast. Because it's 3 minutes, right? Okay. All right, look,
we're so chaotic. I can't even answer that question.
All right, look. So we're gonna have.
Looks good.
Okay, Jacquees.
Yes.
Anna, who should we pair up?
Oh, okay. You want to do? Let's do Jacquees and Aaron.
Hell
okay,
yeah,
Jacquees
black people.
And, and then we have
black
to get
people.
Logan.
Oh,
Logan and you.
And Logan then we'll and you. Have
This bitch.
I'm trying to be like you, bro. I'm trying to be like you.
And then
you,
should we have Whitney and an audience member?
I was going to say you and Logan.
Me and Logan, and then Whitney and an audience member?
Sure.
Okay, great. So here's the deal. Here's the name of the game. You're going to be my partner. We have 60 seconds on the clock, okay? I have not seen the words. These are all things from the show or from the podcast. It's sort of like, say we were playing a game and the word was hat. You can't say the word hat. So it's like, you wear it on your head. It's, you know, just, you get it.
It's like pyramid.
It's like pyramid.
It's like $100,000 pyramid.
Exactly.
Yes. I will. Yes, I got you. I got you. We putting this audience member to work, right? What's your name? Give it up for Melissa, everybody. Give it up for Melissa.
She folded every single one of these sheets of paper.
What's crazy is that I am a You're fucking canceled. Adult. You know
All
what
night.
I mean? I'm an adult. I have a mortgage. Okay, here
we go. We should have bought a bigger hat.
All right. Guess. Okay, I'm going to. Okay. So, here's the deal.
All right. So I'm trying to get one. We're on a
give,
team.
You decide who gives and who receives.
Whoa. All right, you can't call us the bone zone. Just casually throw that in there.
All right, so you guys stand in the middle. Here.
What's wrong with the bone zone?
There's a timer that's 60 seconds.
Is there? Shit. Sorry, I've drank too much.
This is going to be the last show they sit in the front row at. Like, I didn't come to the show to work. It's Saturday.
Obviously. If he passes, they deduct a point.
Okay. Would you like to give clues or receive clues?
So I could pick. I could pick any clue, just like how to describe it, and he has to guess it.
Yeah. And there's gonna be a ticking clock for 60 seconds, but you're going up against me and Logan.
Perfect.
And Whitney and an audience member.
Awesome. All right.
And you gotta fucking bring it.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to give or receive, dude? Are you fucking mad or what?
I wanna.
You thought this. What are you gonna fucking do, Aaron?
Look, I thought it was November. We're gonna be in giving season. Let's do it.
Okay,
I'm giving
okay,
it.
Let's
giving. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Oh yeah.
Listen, Aaron. Okay. Aaron is giving.
All right.
I'm gonna hold the hat.
All right.
No peeking.
I'm not gonna peek. I don't cheat. Black man don't cheat.
Ah.
He knew it. He get that reference.
Wait.
Black man don't cheat.
And the time starts now.
Body glitter.
What?
Blonde, paradise, body glitter.
Pass.
Oh!
Oh.
What? I don't know.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All of us up here.
Attractive, beautiful.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
What, Chella?
Oh, Brochella.
Okay, but you have to...
Bromance.
You have to put in this to get in the door.
Oh, Brokey? Key, bro?
Bro... You said the first word.
Bro...
What's the... To get in the door?
Bro-lock? Look, Brokey?
Don't break, bro.
Pass if you can't do it, pass.
Pass! But you're doing really
it,
good. You're so good.
Oh, Aaron's
so, two people that hate each other, but they're after the same... woman? What kind of situation is that called?
Two people that hate each other but after the same woman. Eskimo brothers? No.
Time.
You're doing great.
Triangle?
But it's
time.
It's an organized.
Negative three.
Can I tell them that one?
What was it? What was the first one? Two on one date.
That was really good.
Oh, Jess?
Okay, wait. There's, so they went back in.
Hey, I used to date a Jess. Okay. I can't say that name
Okay. Okay.
I can't say Jess no more.
Okay. Whitney, hey,
we
you
did
pick
great.
Somebody?
There's still some synergy.
Okay. Okay. Who wants to play with Whitney? Who's confident?
All you got to get is one.
How about you? Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Here she goes.
That's okay. That's what we want.
Should we? Okay. Here we go. Okay.
All right. I'm good at games.
Oh, you are?
What's your name?
Hell yeah.
Danielle.
Logan is going pee. Please do not disrupt him.
Don't disrupt
I
the bro.
I swear to God.
Pee pee boy.
Okay. So, gotta give or receive.
You heard it here first.
I'm gonna give and she's gonna receive.
Okay. Do you guys feel connected? Do you feel?
What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yes. I'm excited. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Anna, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Here.
So you're trying to beat -3.
If we don't, I'm gonna be.
I know
upset.
You're gonna do really well. You've got this.
I feel really good.
Do you listen to the podcast?
I do. Yes.
Do you know some inside jokes?
I know you guys much better than you know me.
We're destroy everyone. So good luck.
Okay, great. You're gonna win. You guys are. There's no way Logan and I are gonna win. Okay, great.
All right. There you go.
Ready?
Okay. So yep. Go.
Oh, where do they live when you go to the
Bachelor Mansion?
Correct.
Okay, you won.
That's What was the name of the show that Jerry was on?
The Golden Bachelor.
Okay. They did get easier ones.
What is the boat ride that he joked that he went on?
The Cova Cruise?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are...
This one is... Oh, I don't see how you can... This is just a word.
So that it's being negative.
It's, I don't want to be negative.
Yeah. You're already up.
There are some classes that you could take at school, like a theater class.
Like performing arts?
Yes,
or?
But like what is
pass,
it?
Pass, take the hint. What was it?
It was drama.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
When two people, on the show, when they like talk about all the horrible things that happened to them, it's called
like the trauma bonding.
There you go.
Wow.
That's good, Winnie.
Wow.
Oh, Arden likes to say this.
You could do it.
Arden likes to say this on the podcast about being, it has like a Jesus connotation.
Jesus con? I was going to guess becoming
a sister in Christ.
Yeah. Oh, my sister in Christ. Okay. Okay, that was for Logan. That was for my fiance. My sister in Christ. Okay, who wants, Jackie's, will you hold the hat? Or wait,
I will.
Do you want to hold the hat? Okay, Logan, do you want to give or receive? You give.
Do you want to give or receive?
We give her.
I think he should give because I'll know what they are, even if they're bananas. I got you, Logan.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sorry. I'm a little tipsy.
What's the scores? What's the scores? Wait.
I'm fucked up.
-3. We got to be -3 to come in second, or we got to get 5.
Okay.
We got
this. Let's do it.
Okay.
Tell me when.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. So when you take something... We don't have permission, and it's only for a moment.
Steal you for a sec.
Yes.
Yeah! Good job.
All right. Time to meet mom and dad. Time to meet Grammy.
Yep. Calm down. You're doing so good.
All right. You know, bros never miss this day, and this is
Brochella.
Okay. Bros can't miss this day when they go to work
out. Leg day.
Yes, but what's the main exercise?
Squats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, new record. Here we go. Don't know this one at all. Okay, let's
pass,
do... I really don't. Okay. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. Little bling on the finger.
Neil Lane.
Who made it?
Neil Lane! Yep. Neil Lane! Yeah!
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. The whole crowd is part of this
Community.
Podcast audience.
No. They all love.
That's our nation.
Yeah.
Time.
The engaged couple won.
Hey, yo, Aaron, we got shafted, man.
I want to recount.
We got shafted. Ours was hard as hell.
-3
Well, that about sums up what you did this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get your money's worth? Honestly, bros, we appreciate that you were brave enough to go, you know what? What the fuck? I'm going to lie. You know what? Why not? We appreciate your significant others for going, okay, I'll come with you. What is this thing you're doing? We appreciate all of you that came in. Jaquise, Whitney, our Jesse Ambrose. But truly, you've all been so delightful, such gentlemen, so fun. We've really just, it's been truly, I'm going to say, Anna, this might be my favorite live one that we've done.
This is the wildest one we've ever done.
We had a really wild one at Outside Lands with Dean and everything, but I'm going to say, I think this was our best one.
I will say, though, the one we did with Deany Babies, we made all the dudes basically give us all lap dances, and those were the days, baby. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. No, you can't. Those were the days, baby. Well, anyway.
Unless they're like, okay. Unless they give verbal consent. I literally thought he was about to play Sexy Back again. I thought I heard Sexy Back, and I was like, okay. Well, everybody,
all right,
honestly, truly, you put Humpty Dumpty back together so many times in life. I've been on such a wild journey the last few years. I allowed myself throughout it to go, I can get rid of anything I don't want to do. And I'm a fucking champion. As I was driving here, my mom came into the car. I felt her, and I was like, "Oh, she's here, and she's excited." And like, she did the live podcast with Rob and everything, and I just felt like it was just like, you know what? Like this. She's only showed up twice in the car, and today was one of them. So there you go, JJ, you rock. You guys rock. Thank you.
Let's give it up one more time for Artemis. She's the reason we're here. We can get louder than that.
So good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.